Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Stepping out the door to rain, especially from the Triangle area southward. It is not going to be an all-day rain. I'll show you what time it moves out and when you can see some sunshine where you are.
Police just made an arrest related to a late-night shooting in Cary that sent one person to the hospital. Just ahead, what we're learning from investigators.
The North Carolina State Fair kicks off in just a couple hours. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
You see the ground is wet there right now, but it's going to clear out just in time for gates to open today. Don't worry, Elizabeth, we'll tell you what you can expect coming up. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along. Thanks for making this part of your routine here as we get our Thursday going. Mm-hmm. Some of that rain, much needed rain,
by the way,
getting into some of our viewing area. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the driest part of the viewing area right now is from the Triangle area southward and southwest. And that's where we could end up with a quarter to maybe a half an inch of rain. And every little bit definitely helps. We're not likely to see much near the Virginia line. You can see that there's not much falling there now. And it's been pretty light and patchy around the Triangle. That'll be the case all the way up until around 10 or 11 o'clock. And then we start to see it pushing out of the area. The heaviest rain has been Smithfield, Goldsboro, down around Fayetteville, Clinton, Southern Pines, Sanford, even up towards Siler City and through parts of Chatham County. Here's what's happening. We have a low that's situated down here along the Gulf Coast. It is pushing a lot of rain up to the north. That rain not quite reaching the Virginia line, but we're seeing sort of the northern edge of it. We begin to see it pulling away from us right around lunchtime. Yesterday, it looked like we might end up clearing right at noon. It looks like maybe we're an hour behind. The models are just a little bit slower today. But by the time we get to 1 to 2 o'clock, we should see plenty of sunshine at the state fairgrounds, and we'll continue to see clearing skies through the afternoon. So if you had something planned this afternoon outside, like a round of golf, it looks like it's going to be just fine. Jeff's over there going, yes. All right. In Clayton, though, actually, sorry, this is... I've been fighting with our computer system. This is actually Andrew showing up there. Gray skies, it's drizzly right now. 60 degrees is the current temperature at RDU. Sunshine this afternoon with a high of 73 degrees. What's not so great if you had outdoor plans is the rain that's headed our way for Saturday. It looks like we could see it for most of the day, but I'll walk you through the timeline coming up in just a bit. Anthony?
Elizabeth, we head out to the roads this morning. Certainly that rainfall causing some issues. This is a live look. Brett Neese is out in the breaking news tracker. Not necessarily pouring, but just enough where you're going to want to take it slow this morning. He's heading back to the city of Raleigh. Notice all of those roads are damp out there. It is going to be wet, so it's going to be a good morning to keep that in mind. Let's talk about, though, what we're seeing here on the roads. We've seen some delays showing up. US 1 south from Wake Forest, about 10 minutes at this point. I-87 southbound, a 7-minute delay. Looking relatively calm there, 2-minute delay. I-40 westbound from Cleveland, also US 1 north from Apex, about 4 minutes. Just kind of depending on your location, it definitely is going to be a bit slow going here into the city of Raleigh itself. There's a look at the wet roads, though. You can see all across our viewing area multiple crashes that we're talking about here along the city. We'll continue to monitor this, but just plan for probably an extra 10-15 minutes here as you're headed out this morning.
Breaking news we're following out of Cary. One person is in the hospital after a shooting that happened around 10 o'clock last night on Foliage Circle. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey has been following this story and joins us live now at the Cary Police Department, where we have just found out, Kelsey, an arrest has been made.
Well, Jeff, good morning. We've received new information from police within the last hour that 34-year-old Melissa Fanchon Ramasetti Patah has been arrested in connection to the shooting. Let's get you straight to video now from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker so you can take a look at the scene. The shooting happened at an apartment complex on Foliage Circle around 10 o'clock last night. When officers arrived, they found one person shot. That person was taken to the hospital. This morning, we're asking police about that person's condition and what could be a possible motive. This is still an ongoing investigation, but police have been able to confirm this was a domestic situation, so there's no threat to the public. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Cary.
And an investigation is underway after a woman's body was found in a field in Fayetteville. A man was walking his dog near Fieldcrest Street and Cedric last night, just before 8 o'clock. That is when he found the body. Police have not released the woman's name yet. If you have any information that can help, call the Fayetteville Police Department.
Israel continues to target Gaza with large-scale strikes as the war there enters its sixth day. This is a live look right now. A harbor in that port right there off of the Gaza Strip, a boat on fire right now. Israel has placed 300,000 reservists near the borders as the potential for a land invasion looms. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirmed this morning 25 Americans have died in the fighting, and people from 36 different nations around the world have been killed. We have learned the death toll there has passed 1,300 people, with over 6,000 injured. New this morning, we know Israel's European Championship soccer qualifier scheduled for Sunday has been postponed as the national team is currently not allowed to travel.
And overnight, residents in Holon, which is about 30 miles north of Gaza, were heard singing the Israeli national anthem from an apartment building balcony. Video shared on social media shows several lit windows and apartment buildings as the anthem was played loudly and people sang along. The last verse was followed by a round of cheers. And coming up in our next half hour, former President Donald Trump's reaction to the war and his comments about both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Biden administration.
Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson announced he will host a special event today while serving as acting governor. Governor Cooper is currently traveling out of the country, and under the state constitution, Robinson becomes acting governor in his absence. It's not clear what Robinson plans to do at today's event, but we do know it's happening at the state legislative building. Robinson is running to succeed Governor Cooper. In a statement, a spokesperson for Cooper says, "This stunt by the lieutenant governor and attempt to undermine our state's democracy is hurtful to North Carolina's reputation and a reason he should never be trusted with real responsibility."
Well, the wait is almost over. The fair just under 4 hours away now. Gates for the North Carolina State Fair open at noon today. And WREL's Destiny Patterson, she is at the fair. Destiny, what do people need to know when they come today?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The countdown is here and it is on. We're almost ready to open the gates here at the State Fairgrounds. Of course, still not a lot operating just yet, but we do have vendors that are starting to set up shop here. You can see things are just starting to liven up here. There's a lot of fun and food to enjoy this year, but you also have to be able to maneuver through that traffic. There's a lot of construction that's happening around the fairgrounds that could contribute to that to help ease the backups. New ramps along I-440 are open at the Wade Avenue interchange. On Hillsborough Street, crews are working to get all four lanes between I-440 and the new connector to Blue Ridge Road open. This will help with traffic both to and from the fairgrounds while events are held at PNC. There's also free parking that's off-site. You'll be able to just hop onto a shuttle and it'll bring you right near the gates. They also recommend that you bring a clear bag so you can get through security that much quicker. We have a full guide for the state fair on WREL.com. Destiny Patterson, WREL News in Raleigh.
And don't forget to look for our tent on the north side of Dorton Arena facing Restaurant Row. Mike Mays and Keely Arthur will be out there today from 2 to 3 p.m. And then Friday, Renee and Jeff will be there, followed by Lena Tillett and Dan Haggerty. You can find a full list on WREL.com. Just search fair.
7 seconds left in this PK. Slavin with it, and he scores!
Slavin with the shorty, I love it. The Caniacs are ecstatic after the Hurricanes' season-opening 5-3 win over the Ottawa Senators last night. Brady Shea and Jacob Slavin had third-period goals that broke a 3-3 tie. Captain Jordan Staal chipped in a goal and assist. Head coach Rod Brind'Amour says the crowd last night was electric.
You know, every year you start fresh, but just the enthusiasm from the crowd here is it's game one. We got it, you know, 82 more of these and 41 or whatever it is, 40 more home games, and that was electric in here, and those are special moments really when it's like that. That was great.
I sure hope they enjoyed this because the Canes go on a 6-game road trip out west, Los Angeles this weekend to take on the Kings. That game happens 10:30 Saturday night. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll have reaction from the fans after that awesome season lid lifter at PNC Arena.
Well, a winning ticket finally sold for the $1.73 billion Powerball jackpot. It was none of us. It was purchased in Fraser Park, California, which is a small town just outside of Los Angeles. The Powerball now resets to $20 million. So here's a look at those winning numbers: 22, 24, 40, 52, 64, and 10. And the Power Play multiplier was 2.
10 minutes after 8, as negotiations drag on, auto workers have walked off the job at another plant. And coming up, the latest from the United Auto Workers after more than 8,000 people joined the striking line in Kentucky.
And frustration from the organizers of this year's Raleigh Christmas Parade still ahead. Why she says that she's been waiting weeks to hear back from the city as the parade date approaches.
And it's a messy start in parts of the viewing area, especially in our southern towns. You can see here in Clinton, that it is wet. So we're going to talk about when all this rain moves out and the sunshine returns.
Eight 30 is the time right now. You take this live look in Fayetteville. Some raindrops on that camera. Certainly cloudy skies there over Segra Stadium. Good afternoon to you, or good morning to you, I should say, in Fayetteville. It'll be a clear afternoon eventually. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center, we'll get there at a certain point.
It's not going to stay that way all day long. We do have some rain that started overnight last night in our southern counties, and we're seeing that from the Triangle area south. Not seeing much to the north up the I-85 corridor toward Virginia. This is the northern extent of a huge system that stretches all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. We'll zoom in around the Triangle. We had some isolated showers around Durham and Chapel Hill. Last time I checked in there, it looks like it's drying out a little bit. Still some light rain around Raleigh, Clayton, over toward Rocky Mount and Wilson. And then we'll head down to the south, and this is where the heaviest rain is going to end up being from Sanford to Carthage to Southern Pines down toward Rayford, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, Smithfield. That's where we're going to see the rain for several more hours. Here's the low itself. It's down near the Gulf of Mexico, but sending lots of rain northward. And boy, it's been rough for folks in North Florida overnight last night and this morning. That red shaded area is a tornado watch with lots of tornado warnings popping up. Still seeing those for hours. We've had tornado warnings popping up in North Florida. On the north side of the warm front, everything is stable. We're not going to see any severe storms here. We'll continue to see some scattered showers, though, up through around lunchtime. And then after that, it begins to clear on out by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We should be partly cloudy. If you were planning to head to the fair, the gates open at noon. It might still be a little bit wet during the noon hour, but pretty quickly we will clear out and we'll continue to see drying conditions and increasing sunshine through the afternoon, even down in our southern counties that are pretty wet right now. We take a live look outside. Still raining in Fayetteville. You can see our newsroom there. Some rain dripping off the awning. Chapel Hill, though, not looking as wet, still a little damp there. Pretty wet in Apex still, and definitely in Goldsboro. So it's kind of messy out there. The next round of rain comes in on Saturday. It does look like it will rain for most of the day. We do have our new high-resolution models that are in. Friday looks lovely. We're going to see lots of sunshine and a high of around 80 degrees. But the clouds roll in by Saturday morning, and at around 8 a.m., we start to see those showers moving into the viewing area. To start with, we're going to see most of the rain in our northern counties on Saturday, but during the afternoon when our front comes through, that's right about 2 o'clock, we'll see more widespread rain across the viewing area, but it should begin to dry out late in the afternoon. We'll take a look at Futurecast, and we'll see that line of showers and thunderstorms moving on by. Sunday still looks on the dry side, so the first 3 days of the fair. Today, we'll see some gradual clearing. Sunshine 73 this afternoon. Friday looking nice, partly cloudy at 80, but we'll see some rain on Saturday. It does look like it'll be with us for most of the day. It's going to affect college football as well. Duke plays at NC State, FSU at Livingstone, and Miami at UNC. It's going to be on the cool side with some wet conditions. Tropical Depression Sean was downgraded last night. It looks like it's going to fizzle out, but another wave coming off the coast of Africa is a 30% chance of developing. Sunday, it'll be cooler, drier, but still a little on the cloudy side, and it stays cool for most of the weekdays of the fair with highs in the 60s. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, we head outside right now. Been busy here as far as crashes to report on this rainy morning. Let's start off here along New Bern Avenue, right about the New Hope Road area as well. There's a crash that's causing some delays. You see that red showing up on the sensors. We talk about other areas of concern here. This is along I-440 westbound. You can see definitely some backups there. There's New Bern Avenue down to the bottom of your screen, so that's kind of stretching all the way in that direction. Very slow going there with the sensors in the red. Also, Rock Quarry Road northbound at Curtis Drive. That's going to be a little bit of a backup there with the yellows and reds showing up. And as as we head a little bit farther to the north. Durham Freeway southbound at Ellis Road. That one looks like it's in the clearing stages at this point, but just as you're headed out this morning with that rainfall, I'd still say plan a little bit of extra time for your morning commute.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. The woman charged with murder in connection with a February overdose death in Wake County will be in court today. In February, Maureen Walsh died from a drug overdose. 8 months later, 40-year-old Christian Lee Newbert was charged with her murder. A homicide charge in a drug overdose case is rare in North Carolina. According to attorney Daniel Meyer, really hard to prosecute as well. He says there has to be enough evidence to prove one person was directly tied to someone's death.
Or if I sell to Bob, who sells to Jane, who sells to Sue, who sells to Dave, and Dave dies, how far up the chain can you go as to who did it?
North Carolina death by distribution law says if a person sells a drug that causes someone's death, even if not intentional, they could be charged with murder. We asked Raleigh police if Newbert faced a death by distribution charge. It's still unclear. The General Assembly made changes to the death by distribution law that will go into effect in December. Those will broaden who could be charged for murder in a drug overdose case, even if money is not involved.
Another United Auto Worker plant has joined the strike against major auto manufacturers. 8,700 workers walked off the line at Ford's Kentucky truck plant yesterday. The decision comes after Ford refused to make agreements in bargaining discussions. Ford released a statement following the move that reads, in part, "The decision by the UAW to call a strike at Ford's Kentucky truck plant is grossly irresponsible but unsurprising."
Negotiations between striking actors and major Hollywood studios are at a standstill. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers say the gap between the two sides is, quote, too great. According to the major studios, SAG-AFTRA's proposal would cost more than $800 million annually. Actors went on strike almost 3 months ago, demanding protections from artificial intelligence and increased compensation.
We'll get more insight on where the economy stands in about 15 minutes, shortly after 8:30. That Consumer Price Index report is due out. The new data will look at information from last month. Today's report comes just a day after the Producer Price Index was released. That shows wholesale inflation rose by 0.5 percentage point in September, which is a little more than expected.
The city of Raleigh is clearing up some recent confusion over what will and will not be allowed in this year's Christmas parade. The city is only allowing a parade without motorized vehicles or floats after the death of 11-year-old Haley Brooks last year. Tuesday night, Mayor Marianne Baldwin told WREL that golf carts would be allowed. But Wednesday, the city said that was a mistake. Golf carts are not allowed. The parade's organizer says the city has not responded to the request she made 3 weeks ago, asking for a meeting.
Like right now, I would love nothing more than for all of us to just have a conversation. Let's come together. Let's figure out what is allowed, what isn't allowed. Let's get all the parameters. Let's put this in place so that we can do the very best we can to produce a parade for the city.
In a statement to WREL, the city said, "Safety is our top concern. Ultimately, we believe we can find a solution that meets the needs of the community and safely celebrates." The parade is November 18th.
A 9-year-old transgender boy from Durham is suing the state of North Carolina over a law that he says denies him gender-affirming care. The lawsuit argues House Bill 808. It became law last year, and it bans these treatments for transgender people until they're at least 18 years old. So that means the child at the center of this lawsuit would have to wait another 9 years. And he's not alone on this. His parents, a local doctor, and several LGBTQ groups are behind him.
New data shows the impact of the state's new law that increased limits on abortions. According to Guttmacher Institute, a reproductive rights organization, the number of procedures dropped 31% from June to July. The new law took effect July 1st. It reduced the time a woman could get an abortion from 20 weeks to 12. It also requires the first consultation now be in person instead of over the phone and happen at least 72 hours before an appointment. And a quick reminder that Wake County is offering flu shots today as medical officials encourage people to get protected against the virus a little sooner this year. You and your family can walk in and get your shot. No appointment is needed, but you can speed up your process by completing registration online ahead of time. Wake County Public Health offers the vaccines every Thursday between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. Health experts also recommend that you take this time to get the updated COVID vaccine as well. We're following breaking news out of Nash County here in the WRAL Live Center. Sky 5 flying over the scene of an overturned tractor trailer. This is on NC 48 in Nash County. You can see the contents of the truck spilling out there. This all started at 4:47 this morning. Highway Patrol tells us this tractor trailer was traveling northbound on Highway 48, did not make the turn on the curved road, and it hit two power poles and then overturned. We're told the driver was taken to UNC Hospital in Nash County with unknown injuries. You can see crews are out there trying to get that truck upright, as well as trying to fix some of the utility poles there. The tow company there on the scene, truck belonged to a Florida transport company, BNI Transport Express. And troopers tell us they think the driver was just unfamiliar with that area. They did not find any other factors found on there. But again, this is on Highway 48 in Nash County. Sky 5 showing you the scene there. And this could be another half hour to an hour where NC 48 is closed.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're tracking some rain in the area right now. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us where it is falling and how long this is going
to
last.
Most of it is down to the south, and that's the way it's been for the bulk of the day. We've had a few isolated showers around the triangle, but the bulk of the rain is down south in the Sandhills, Southern Pines, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, over toward Wilson, back towards Sanford. We take a look at our chance for rain. It really starts to ramp down as we get close to lunchtime, and then we'll actually see some sunshine peeking out by later this afternoon. Take a live look at Sanford. Raining right now. It's coming down in Sanford currently. Our temperatures are mid-50s to around 60 as you're stepping out the door with scattered showers, especially in our southern counties. Heading out for exercise, it's messy out there right now in most places, but we'll see more and more sunshine through the afternoon with a high of 73. Anthony?
And we head out to the road zone this Thursday morning. Certainly some big time issues showing up right now when we check out our I-40 delay map. I-440 to US 1, that's almost a half an hour backup at this point due to a crash. So plan for that. It's going to be pretty slow going. A very minor 3 minutes there, Wade Avenue to I-540. We check out the major approaches here into the city of Durham as well, or into the city of Raleigh rather. About an 8 minute delay, I-87 south from Knightdale. Looking good there. Just a 6 minute delay on US 1 south from Knightdale this morning.
Thank you, Anthony. The state's largest annual event returns to Raleigh today with new foods, rides, and more. The NC State Fair gates open at noon, and today is prime time with a packed day. NC State students can get tickets for $8 with their student ID. Next on Fox 50, it's a rainy morning across the Triangle. Elizabeth will let us know when it will all clear out. And next on today, Giada De Laurentiis shares a viral sheet pan recipe.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a messy start for a lot of folks in our viewing area, but it won't be an all-day thing. I'll show you when the rain pulls out where you are.
Police have just made an arrest related to a late night shooting in Cary. Just ahead, what we've learned from investigators.
The North Carolina State Fair kicks off in just a couple hours. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
8:30 is the time right now. Your Thursday has kicked off. Where you been? We're here. We're here bringing you what you need to know to get your day started on a Friday Eve. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, the fair starts in just a couple hours. Yeah. Gates open. You're going to be there tomorrow to say hi to everybody. I'll be there on Saturday. We have a whole team there all, you know, for the entire fair. So head to our website, WRAL.com, search fair. You can see when everybody is going to be there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Elizabeth, you're important because you tell us the rain forecast and what we can expect.
And we do have some wet weather in our forecast for the next few days. Not all the days are going to be wet, however. Right now, we're looking at rain in the southern part of the viewing area. We've had some scattered showers around the Triangle area. We're seeing some light rain up around Rocky Mountain and Wilson. And then it picks up in intensity a little bit as you head farther south. You can see it's pretty light around Durham and Chapel Hill and starting to see that batch of rain in Raleigh sliding eastward. But we're not done with it quite yet. We're still seeing some showers in Sanford, Southern Pines, Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, Dunn, Lillington. This rain is all coming from a system that's sitting way down here in the Gulf of Mexico, spreading rain across Georgia, South Carolina. But you can see the back edge of it here. All of that will slide eastward and out of our viewing area by this afternoon, and we'll end up with some sunshine. We'll follow that along with Futurecast, and you can see by the time we get to lunchtime, most of the rain is over from the Triangle area northward. Of course, that is key because the State Fair gates open right at noon. It may still be a little wet in the noon hour, but after that, we clear out by 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to see some sunshine, and we'll continue to clear off to the south and east as well. It's going to be a lovely day on Friday, but I'm tracking some showers for Saturday, and we're going to take a closer look at that in just a few minutes. Sunshine developing this afternoon, and our temperatures will be mild in the low 70s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Following breaking news out of Cary this morning, one person is in the hospital after a shooting. It happened around 10 o'clock last night on Foliage Circle. That's where we find WRAL's Kelsey Coffey. She's been following the story all day, and she tells us about an arrest in the case.
Cary police have arrested Melissa Fanchon Ramasetti Patah in connection to this shooting. Here's a look now at that suspect. The shooting happened at an apartment complex on Foliage Circle around 10 o'clock last night. Let's get you straight to video now from the WRAL breaking news tracker to give you a look at the scene. When officers arrived, they found one person shot. That person was taken to the hospital. Right now, we're asking police about the condition of the person who was shot and what could be a possible motive. This is still an ongoing investigation, but police say that this was a domestic situation and there's no threat to the public. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, and Cary.
And more breaking news, this time in Johnston County. All lanes have reopened after an early morning crash on I-95. It happened around 12:30 near Brogdon Road in Smithfield. State troopers investigated for almost 3 hours at that scene. A tractor trailer, a travel trailer, and a sedan were all involved. Four people in the sedan were taken to Wake Med with injuries.
An investigation continues in Fayetteville after a woman's body was found in a field there. A man was walking his dog near Fieldcrest Street and Cedric Street last night just before 8 when he found the body. Police have not released the woman's name yet. If you have any information that can help, call Fayetteville Police.
Israel continues to hit Gaza with large-scale strikes as the war there enters its sixth day. This is a live look at Gaza. You can see the smoke there. Israel has placed 300,000 reservists near the border as the potential for a land invasion looms. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confirms 25 Americans have died in the fighting and people from 36 different nations. We've learned that the death toll there has passed 1,300 with over 6,000 people hurt. Meanwhile, talks are underway to allow U.S. and Palestinian civilians to leave Gaza through Egypt. Several other countries, including Canada, are sending flights to evacuate their citizens.
Former President Donald Trump is criticizing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying Israel needs to, quote, straighten it out following attacks by Hamas militants. Trump expressed sympathy for Israel, calling the country a blessing to the world and urging Israeli leaders to organize against Hamas. Speaking at a campaign event in Florida last night, Trump also blamed Biden for the attacks. President Biden said on Saturday his administration's support of Israel's security is rock solid and unwavering.
And the House is back in session this afternoon, but lawmakers have not signaled when they plan to hold an official vote for Speaker. Republicans are putting up House Majority Leader Steve Scalise for the job, but it's unclear if the Louisiana congressman can lock down the additional votes needed to win the gavel after Kevin McCarthy's abrupt removal. Scalise needs 217 votes, but some Republican holdouts could draw this out. Some have concerns over his health. He's currently undergoing treatment for a form of blood cancer.
Durham Police Department is recruiting new officers, and it has a hiring event to do that tonight. It's an opportunity to learn more about the hiring process, salary, benefits, training requirements. You can attend in person or virtually over Zoom. Tonight's event runs from 6 to 7 p.m. at DPD headquarters, and they're asking that if you go in person, you should meet in the lobby at 5:45.
A winning ticket was sold for the $1.73 billion Powerball jackpot. It was purchased in Fraser Park, California, a small town right outside of Los Angeles. The Powerball now resets to $20 million. So here's a look at those winning numbers: 22, 24, 40, 52, 64, and 10. And the Power Play multiplier was 2.
Well, the wait is almost over. We're almost there. The fair opens at noon today. This is a live look overlooking the fair right now. North Carolina State Fair is the largest annual event that we put on in the state. And WIR's Destiny Patterson explains what folks will need to do if they are headed out to enjoy this largest annual event.
Well, those gates open at noon. I know when I think about the state fair, I think about all the good food I'm going to eat, but I also think about stuff like this. These little places where you can play games and win fun prizes, those always are top of mind for me. But also, I love a good ride. They're not operating just yet, but they will be soon. The fair this year features new food and new rides, 4 new rides to be exact, and 30 new food items, and they will be globally inspired dishes. The theme this year is best day ever. But how do you get here? There are a couple places you can park for free. They're off-site, and then you'll hop on a shuttle straight to those gates. One of them is called the Dogwood Lot. That's on the corner of Edwards Mill and Reedy Creek. That'll bring you near Gate 9 on Trinity Road. The other is called the Cardinal Lot, just off of Highway 54 and Chapel Hill Road. You'll be dropped off near Gate 7 on Youth Center Drive. For NC State students today, you get a discounted ticket, $8, to get through those doors. You may also be wondering why I'm wearing this clear bag. That's because organizers say that this will be the quickest way for you to get through the security lines today. We have a full guide for the state fair on WREL.com. Destiny Patterson reporting WREL News in Raleigh.
You got to remember to go to our tent and visit us on the northeast side of Dorton Arena. It's facing Restaurant Row. I know you'll be there for the food. Mike Mays and Keely Arthur are there 2 to 3 this afternoon. Friday, it's Renee, and I'll be there with her, and then followed by Lena Tillett and Dan Haggerty. They're from 2 to 3 as well. You can find a full list, WRL.com. Just search fair. Michelle's out there Saturday.
7 seconds left in this PK. Slavin with it, and he scores!
Kaniacs waking up so happy this morning after the Hurricanes opened the season with a 3-5 win over the Ottawa Senators. Brady Shea and Jacob Slavin scored in the third period to break that tie. Captain Jordan Staal led the way with a goal and an assist.
And so the fans, just the place was electric, so they're going crazy. And we spoke to some of them after the game, talking about the high expectations for the team this season. You know, the Stanley Cup is also one of those goals. The championship, though, this time, not just the playoffs. And the Kaniacs in that home opener took note of the team's performance on ice.
It looked better, a lot better, more chances.
Yeah.
Yes.
They've shown, I think we could go this year.
They'll be going on the road now for 6 straight games. They'll head out west, face off against L.A. Saturday night. A former North Carolina sheriff caught on tape plotting to murder a former deputy. Still ahead, the latest legal troubles for Granville's Brindell Wilkins, already serving time for his crimes while on the job.
And a teenager from Pitt County will not let his autism diagnosis define him. How the teen is helping others overcome their challenges through his newly published book.
And we'll take you right now at 8:40 for this live look. Good morning, Sanford. A rainy start of the day for some, but it will clear this afternoon. Most of our viewing area, and meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has details on that just ahead.
It is 8:43, still looking at a good bit of rain in our southern counties. It's really begun to ease up a good bit from Raleigh northward. We're really not likely to see much at all near the Virginia line, but we've had some scattered showers from the Triangle area up toward Durham and then down to the south. That's where the bulk of the rain has been. The source of this is a low pressure system that's way down in the Gulf of Mexico. And this has been kind of the northern extent. We're not looking at a whole lot of rain in Durham or Chapel Hill, but we've continued to have a little bit of light patchy rain in Raleigh, certainly down around Clayton, Wilson, and Rocky Mountain. out, still seeing some showers. We head down to the south, and this is where the bulk of it has been today and continues to be. Anywhere from Siler City to Sanford through Southern Pines, Pinehurst, Hope Mills, Rayford, Fayetteville, Clayton, Goldsboro, Smithfield, all seeing these showers. Here's a look at the big picture. There's that low, and it's been feeding all this moisture all the way up into North Carolina. It's also been a dangerous situation in North Florida. That red shaded area is a tornado watch, and there have been numerous tornado warnings for the last several hours there in North Florida. There's probably going to be some video of damage of those coming out later today. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see as we move it on ahead, still right around lunchtime, we may see some light patchy rain around Raleigh. Yesterday, it looked like it would all be out of here by the magic hour of noon when the gates open at the North Carolina State Fair. Now it looks like it may linger into the noon hour, but by the time we get to 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it looks like it's out of here. So the afternoon forecast for the State Fair looks absolutely fine. A few lingering sprinkles at noon, but by 2 o'clock, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and increasing sunshine through the afternoon with a high of 73. Right now, though, we're taking a live look at Clayton, where it is messy. We're seeing some light rain coming down, and the streets are definitely wet. 60 degrees, our temperature at RDU, and the dew points on the higher side of 57. Our afternoon high, 73 in Raleigh, 74 in Durham, 69 in Fayetteville. It's likely to be a little bit cooler in Fayetteville because we'll end up seeing the cloud cover lingering and the rain lingering there a little bit longer. We'll see that sunshine breaking out in Durham and Raleigh a little bit quicker, allowing the temperatures to warm up. 75 is normal. Tomorrow looks like a fantastic day. We'll see mostly sunny skies, a high of around 80 degrees. But on Saturday, a cold front comes through. That's going to open the door to some chilly air that pushes in for Sunday and stays with us really for the entire week of the fair, all the way through October 22nd, which is the last Sunday of the fair. We have a good chance for below normal temperatures. That's probably fine with a lot of folks, right? But we'll be seeing highs in the 60s. We'll have some sunshine on and off. Now, Saturday continues to look wet. We've been tracking that for several days. It looks like the best chunk of Saturday is going to be wet for you. But then we get into next week, and we're going to have some sunshine mixed with a sprinkle or two. Highs will be in the mid-60s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. The former Granville County Sheriff, already serving prison time for falsifying training records, will spend even more time in prison. In a plea agreement, Brindell Wilkins pleaded guilty to 4 felonies and 2 misdemeanors. All are related to missing evidence in the drug unit, failing to keep proper records, and a plot to murder a former deputy caught on an audio recording. Wilkins was elected 3 times in Granville County. He's expected to remain behind bars until at least next September.
The Alabama woman who prompted a nationwide search after claiming she was kidnapped could be on the way to jail. Carly Russell appeared in court yesterday. She pleaded guilty to 2 misdemeanor charges related to a false report. A judge recommended she pay $18,000 in restitution. She is also facing up to a year in jail. Russell was charged after calling 911 back in July, stating that she saw a child walking along the interstate highway and then she disappeared. She later showed up 2 days later at a home saying that she was abducted. A police investigation found Russell made up the whole story.
Today marks the 230th anniversary at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, the nation's first public university. UNC is celebrating the big milestone with a University Day ceremony. It's all happening this morning at 11 a.m. in Memorial Hall. Classes are canceled from 10:45 until 12:30 so that students and educators can attend that event. You can watch the ceremony from home. A live stream will be available on the university's YouTube page.
This afternoon, UNC students and Starbucks union workers will rally for company leaders to negotiate a fair contract with workers. It'll happen today at 4:30 outside the annual UNC-sponsored Frontiers of Business Conference that's being held at Carolina Inn. A Starbucks board member and the vice president will be speaking at that conference. And Starbucks Workers United want workers to feel they can ask for a new contract without the fear of retaliation.
For the second time in a week, a winning football team in Eastern North Carolina has been penalized for ineligible players. The New Bern High School football team will be required to forfeit 5 of its season's 7 wins. According to Craven County Schools, New Bern High School's athletic director emailed the NCHSAA on September 21st to let them know that there was a possibility of ineligible players. 4 varsity football players and 1 girls tennis player had not met the school system attendance policy to be able to participate in sports. ACT test scores are the lowest they've been in 30 years. The average ACT composite score in the U.S. was 19.5 out of 36. This is the sixth straight year scores for the college admission test have dropped. The reported scores were from students who were in their first year of high school during the start of the pandemic.
Johnston County leaders are asking for your input on a new greenway. The proposed greenway area is about 17 miles long, and it'll connect the existing greenway in Smithfield to Benson. Community members can take a survey to share their thoughts about a preferred route. The survey will be available online through November 10th.
Menstrual product makers are working together to reimburse consumers for the sales tax they pay on feminine hygiene products. Shoppers in 21 states, including North Carolina, pay sales tax on products like tampons, pads, and menstrual cups. This tampon tax coalition calls it an unjust tax on medical necessities. The brands in the partnership include August, The Honey Pot, Diva, and more. Shoppers who bought products from those brands can submit their receipt through tampontaxback.com. for reimbursement.
A teen author from Farmville in Pitt County has written a book with a special message to others on the autism spectrum. Ziggy Williams is 13 years old and wrote Ziggy's Super Brain as a tribute to autistic people. The autobiography is based on his own experiences and focuses on how Ziggy overcomes his daily challenges with kindness.
I want our kids to know what it's like to have autism. And that it's okay to be unique in your own special way.
It sure is, Ziggy. And he and his mom also found a nonprofit raising money for people with autism, and they hope to someday open a sensory center in eastern North Carolina. We may have had our first glimpse at the next winner of The Voice, and he's from our area.
And it's all because of you.
So all four judges just turned their chairs immediately for Caleb Sasser. He's from Goldsboro, just crooning that rendition of another sad love song by Toni Braxton, hitting all the high notes. It was a hard sell from all of the coaches to grab him up. But when it came down to it, Caleb decided to go with John Legend's team.
Oh, such a beautiful voice. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are not out of the woods when it comes to T-Swift mania. The singer hit the red carpet yesterday for the world premiere in Los Angeles. She even posed with fans for selfies. You can see her there. The movie showcases Swift's six-night concert series in Los Angeles over the summer, giving fans the chance to see her show on the big screen. I loved her dress. Oscar de la Renta. Oh, my goodness. So pretty. I love it.
Speaking of movies, following the success of the Barbie movie, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling are teaming up again for the upcoming Ocean's 11 prequel. Yeah, the new film's producer, Josie McNamara, said in an interview that he's confident Robbie and Gosling will do right by the franchise. The only thing that's been revealed about the movie's plot is that it is set in 1960s Monte Carlo.
NASA showing off its first asteroid samples delivered last month by spacecraft. It's black dust and rubble, the most that's ever returned to Earth. Scientists are still not sure how much was grabbed from the asteroid. That's because the main sample chamber has not been opened yet. NASA will launch another asteroid chasing craft from Florida later this week.
It's pretty scary moments caught on camera for a Wisconsin hunter in the woods.
Hey, get away.
Yeah, so this guy's up in a tree stand hunting deer, and a bear comes to Jordan Stavarius' trail camera there, showed up from a distance, and then it came right up the tree, a 300-pound bear climbing the tree he was in. The bear is well-known around that community, apparently, and now this hunter knows him as well.
It was a good 20 minutes. I'm still sitting there shaking. It was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me in the woods, but after he ran away and it was all said and done, it was probably the coolest experience I've ever had.
He may have done what it sounded like he said he did there. He did what he was supposed to do, though, during these types of encounters. He made some loud noises, and he scared that bear away.
He's lucky because those bears can climb, and they can climb fast, and they can run fast. So, whoa.
And he was bow hunting. He was bow hunting for deer. He didn't have a gun or anything. He said he was going to throw the bow down at the thing.
He knew what to do.
Got him out of there, right? All right, we're back in a moment.